Governor Steve Bullock was a state attorney general in 2011. He set in motion the natural resource damage assessment process. In announcing the $12 million settlement, Bullock says the negotiations made sure ExxonMobil was accountable for the damages inflicted on one of Montana's most important waterways.
Indeed, this proposed settlement marks yet another step in the process to return the Yellowstone River and its surrounding ecosystem to the majestic state it was prior to the oil spill.
So among the provisions in the proposed settlement, riparian habitat and white pelican populations would be restored. There's also money to compensate for lost recreational use of the river during the spill and cleanup. ExxonMobil previously spent about $135 million on the months-long cleanup and repairs. Dan Carter is a spokesman for the Billings ExxonMobil refinery.
We view this as an adequate resolution to an inadequate settlement to this natural resource issue for restoration, rehabilitation, and to the natural state before the spill.
Carter says since the pipeline break, the company replaced, directionally drilled, and rerouted it deeper under the Yellowstone, and the federal agency that regulates pipelines hydro-tested that section and approved the restart of operations in 2011. It was retested and passed inspection again in 2016. This announcement does not conclude the government's legal case with the Silvertip pipeline break. John Cruden is the Assistant Attorney General for the Environment and Natural Resources Division in the U.S. Department of Justice. He says the government wanted to focus first on addressing the damage to natural resources.
We still will have a complaint for a penalty, but that is not yet resolved. Before we do anything with a penalty by our own policy, we will attempt to negotiate with the city, with the company to see whether or not we can resolve it.
Cruden says the state of Montana will not be involved in negotiation over those penalties, only the U.S. government. The public can comment on both the settlement and the restoration plans. A public hearing is scheduled October 12th at the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks office in Billings. The deadline for public comments is October 31st. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.